the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, celebrating 60 years of empirical research, clinical studies, and systematic reviews. For details of our 60th anniversary celebrations, visit www.acamh.org/JCPP60. Follow us on Twitter with the handle @TheJCPP and use the hashtag JCPP60.
2019 is the 60th anniversary of the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, better known as JCPP. I'm here today with Pascoe Fearon, Deputy Editor-in-Chief. Pascoe, what are your first recollections of the journal? Presumably these were as a student?
My main memory of JCPP, apart from some crucial papers, I know you're going to ask me about that, so I won't get into that now. But I mean, I kind of remember thinking that JCPP was a bit like reading the Bible. I mean, that's if you wanted really reliable, top quality, developmentally orientated psychology and psychiatry, that's where you went to. So I would hold the old, was it blue? Copy in my hand with great reverence.
So, yes, you preempted one of my questions there. Was there a particular paper or editorial or commentary that kind of really influenced you or that you kind of looked up to?
Yeah, I mean, I think there have been lots, but I think probably the most significant paper for my own thinking was, you might not be surprised to learn, a paper by Michael Rutter and colleagues in 1999, and this was a pair of papers actually, which summarised the current state of play of behavioural genetics. And at that point, I was doing some work in behavioural genetics, and you know was trying to get my head around this very interesting, complex topic, and particularly how you think about the interplay between genes and environment, and that the second actually, you know, it's difficult to choose between the two because they're both brilliant papers, but the second actually sets out an extremely rigorous conceptual analysis of what behavioural genetics means and can tell us and the complexities of interpretation of those studies. And one of the ideas that has, you know, that for me was a kind of light bulb moment was they referred to something called environmental risk mediation, which actually is not, you know, people are now using the same idea, you know, referring to the same idea with different terms, but this is basically the idea that, you know, genetic effects on child development don't imply that there aren't environmental mediators playing a part in that causal pathway. And to me, that's just such an important insight, and it crystallised something that, you know, I think at the time I dimly understood, and it stayed with me ever since, and become very interested in gene environment correlation, and as have many people in the field. And that paper really kind of, for me, at a very important time in the field, set out the parameters of the next, you know, 10, 20 years of behavioural genetics in an incredibly important way. So that's a wonderful paper.
So on a personal note, how did it feel when you were published in JCPP?
That's another good question. Yeah, well, you definitely, it feels like you've made it in some, you know, by some measure. Yeah, so absolutely, really, really proud moment. I mean, I remember actually kind of looking at the paper copy. You know, we don't really look at paper copies that much these days, but the paper copy and seeing your name in print and under the JCPP logo was a really special moment.
JCPP prides itself on its quality, and a lot of that must be down to the editorial board. How does it feel to be part of that editorial board?
Oh yeah, well, I think it's both. You know, I think we're really, really lucky at the journal because its reputation is so strong. We get brilliant authors and brilliant editorial board. So you know, and it's. We're just very, very, very lucky to have both fantastic papers coming in. Our people are really keen to publish with the journal. They know they're going to get really good reviewing, very fair reviewing, and a quick response, and that it's coming into, you know, a portal where there's very high quality research being presented. So, but yeah, the editorial board are absolutely wonderful, and I always look forward to our annual meeting where all of the editors from as far and wide across the globe come together, and it's brilliant fun. There's incredibly creative, in very very skilled scientists who also have great senses of humour, and it's wonderful to work with them all.
So on the 8th of February, we've got a celebration event, and the afternoon session is going to be chaired by yourself, and we'll be talking to some of the real heavyweights in the industry about the future challenges for the science of child psychology and psychiatry. It must be a great honour for you to chair that afternoon session.
Well, I can't believe my luck. Yeah, no, it's absolutely great. I mean, I must admit, I'm slightly nervous about the whole thing, because we will be hearing from many of the most experienced, biggest names in the field. So, I will do my best to facilitate what I'm sure will be an incredibly interesting afternoon. I suspect that I won't have to do very much except kind of cue things up, and then we'll hear from them about what the future holds for the field, and that will be really exciting. I'm sure it's timely because it's a great anniversary for the journal, but it's timely for the field too. A look forward from many of the major players, I think everybody's going to find it very exciting and fascinating.
And for those of you that weren't aware, that whole day is going to be a live stream, and it's a completely free event. So we urge you to sign up online now to secure your online place. And finally, Pasco, I'm sure people will be interested to know what you're currently working on at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, I'm doing a lot of intervention work at the moment. So we are working very hard on a number of trials, early child development trials, in a number of different contexts. We're working really hard on a very, I think, exciting study of early parenting and attachment in the context of foster care, where we, where the need for high quality intervention research is just so evident, other parenting interventions in highly impoverished and multi disadvantaged communities in the UK as well. And then I'm also getting really interested in trying to take some of the what we know about early child development from primarily Western countries and starting to work in low middle income countries. So so that's really exciting. I've done a bit of work already in South Africa, found that very interesting. Forces us to think so much more about culture, how you embed this kind of work in the context of cultures that will have very different ways of understanding the kinds of constructs we're talking about, which makes it really fun and interesting and challenging.
So you're taking on the world then?
Yeah, why not?
And best of luck with that. Thanks very much, Pasco.
Thanks, Matt.